Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Emergency.
We're following a developing story, this one out of Colleton County.
It's 4147 Moselle Road. I've been up to it now. It's bad.
Double homicide involving a mother and son.
Both deaths resulting from apparent gunshot wounds.
In this town, nobody questioned the Murdochs for 100 years.
You know, powerful people make powerful enemies.
You commit a murder in the 14th Circuit, the odds of you going to death row are high.
From the studios of WCIV, ABC News 4 in Charleston, this is the podcast Unsolved South Carolina, case file number one, the Murdochs.
We have a breaking news update in the Murdoch murders. It's what we've been waiting for and dreading all at the same time. The bombshell piece of information that law enforcement has kept tightly under wraps. Ever since that 911 call on June 7, 2021 from Alec Murdoch, when his wife Maggie and son Paul were shot dead at their family home in Colleton County, South Carolina.
Is he moving at all, your son? I know you said that she was shot, but what about your son?
Nobody. They're not. Neither one of them's moving.
On Tuesday, July 12th, 400 days after those murders, I spoke directly with John Marvin Murdoch, Alec's brother. He tells me SLED, South Carolina State Police, paid him a courtesy visit. He says agents told him charges are being filed against Alec very soon. Charges in the murders of Maggie and Paul. Why did SLED reach out to the family right now? They wanted both the Murdochs and Maggie's family, the Brandstetters, to know what was happening before the media got a hold of it. I also spoke to John Marvin about the family's reaction to the news, and I'll share that with you in a moment. But first, back to the facts. We don't know if Alec is being charged with murder, but we know that the charges are in connection to the murders. And we are expecting to know more very soon. Here's why. These charges have to come from the state grand jury. That grand jury meets in secret. Exactly when, we're not sure, but they'll decide what happens next. To corroborate some of this information, I also texted with Jim Griffin. He's one of Alec Murdoch's defense attorneys. Griffin told me, quote, "We have not been advised by anyone associated with law enforcement or the Attorney General's office that Alec will be charged with murder." Griffin said, "I'm aware that SLED advised the family that they intend to seek murder indictments from a grand jury later this week. We won't have any comment until charges are actually brought against Alec." And then, within hours of my speaking to John Marvin, dominoes started to fall fast for Alec. The South Carolina Supreme Court officially disbarred Alec and said he was no longer fit to practice law in this state. It cited the criminal indictments and noted Alec didn't contest the move ahead of a hearing the court held in June. And then, his former law firm, the one his great-grandfather founded in the early 1900s, it issued a statement calling today sad and upsetting. It went on to say, quote, "Our thoughts turn to Maggie and to Paul, whom we've loved and who we miss. Every day we grieve for them. Justice must be served. If the charges reported today are true and just, we ask for our judicial system to act swiftly and to bring a conclusion to this heinous situation." However, right now, Alec sits in the Richland County Jail on 81 state grand jury charges, not for the murders. So far, The disbarred Hampton lawyer is only formally accused of various financial crimes, including theft, fraud, and money laundering. There's also drug trafficking allegations revealed in the state's most recent indictments from late June. Murdoch's bond stands at $7 million. And to be clear, Alec has been in jail since October. And right around that time, his own lawyers publicly admitted that Alec was a person of interest in Paul and Maggie's deaths. His family continued to speak to him after he went to jail. Unsolved South Carolina requested the calls from Alec's jail cell through the Freedom of Information Act and was granted access. And we received 121 calls from the time of his incarceration in October through February. From those, we know that Alec had kept in close contact with his in-laws, his brother John Marvin, and most especially his only living son Buster, often in emotional and heartbreaking conversations about leaving flowers on Maggie and Paul's graves and missing holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas.
It's gonna be a hard day tomorrow. We're missing way too many people. Yeah, we're missing way too many people, but we will get through it. You know, we got no other choice.
You can't be doing that to me in here. You can't be letting nobody...
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I understand. But I agree. Thank you for putting out flowers.
And that takes us back to how John Marvin and his family are now reacting to the news of these possible charges against Alec in connection to the murders. John Marvin tells me he hasn't seen the evidence, and he's not saying anything more than that the Murdoch and Brandstetter families just want the truth to come out in the deaths of Paul and Maggie. He said in part, quote, "I don't know if SLED has it right or not. I don't know if law enforcement has the answers. We want the truth. I am not acknowledging that they are accurate and right. I'm not acknowledging that they are charging the wrong person. I'm acknowledging that I don't know. But as I said, we should know a lot more soon, and we will share that with you from the ABC News 4 studios. But coming up next on Unsolved South Carolina.
Hello. This is an MTEL operator calling from Alvin S. Glenn Detention Center with a prepaid collect call from
Alec.
To accept this prepaid collect call, press 1.
Unsolved South Carolina was brought to you by me, Ann Emerson, along with producer Drew Trupp and editor Daniel Michener. Original music by Maxwell Harrison.
Outside looking in looks a little weird.
What do you mean?
The jailhouse calls from Alec Murdoch. How will they impact this latest development?
It just looks a little weird.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I mean, I made a deal with somebody. I give them $15. See, I can only do $60 on my account.
I understand. I'm just saying, and I'm not saying you are, man. I just really hope you're not in there doing anything you shouldn't be doing.
Oh, no, I'm not doing anything. I promise you, that's not the case.
If you enjoyed listening today, please consider rating and reviewing. It goes a long way to help others discover this podcast.